This podcast includes unapologetic logic and reason and may not be suitable for all audiences. In a world full of nonsense, he's been called the voice of uncommon common sense. He sees the abnormal that many find normal. Author and award-winning speaker, he is Chris.
Welcome back to the podcast. It's Monday here. Normally we start the week a little differently. Let me tell you what's going on, what I want to talk about today. Well, as I went into the weekend, Friday specifically, I had an interview here in the studio, not me doing the interviewing, me being interviewed. Turns out that I have a cousin that has a podcast, and she wanted to interview me about the Project Chaos.org. Project. And we did that, and everything went well. It was a fantastic interview. I'm happy to say I'll have the replay out for that at some point in the future. But it was really an incredible opportunity. After she left, everything was good. I ran up to feed the dogs because the schedule was a little late for a Friday, And it's been a little bit on my mind lately anyway because I knew that I was pushing things really hard. You know what I'm saying? Not really physically. Actually, not at all physically, as fate would have it. I was trying to ramp back up a little bit, and maybe that was part of the problem. But anyway, Friday night before I went to bed, my back felt a little tweaked. And if you don't know, I deal with back issues. I see a chiropractor every week. I'll talk more about that in a second. Do a lot of exercises to keep my back healthy. And sometimes it works really well, sometimes not so well. Well, I wake up in the middle of the night Saturday night to use the bathroom, and I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't walk. Finally get up Saturday a little bit, trying to move around a little bit. I was in excruciating pain. If you've been listening to me at all, if you know me, this is part of the reason why I test my skills in being able to tolerate these high levels of pain. And I can. For the most part. But I'll tell you, I was seeing stars, like ready to black out from the pain. And I've come to, I know it's going to sound kind of weird, but you can definitely, just like anything, you can train yourself to build up tolerances. And I have, to the point where it's kind of funny to me, really, what's going on. Anyway, not fun like ha-ha, though. Saturday, I was up and down. Spent a lot of time in bed. I finally, I guess around mid-morning, broke down. I took some ibuprofen, like six. So I took like 1,200 milligrams. And I took a muscle relaxer. And it did absolutely nothing for me. Usually if I try and get the inflammation down and get a little bit loosened up with the muscle relaxer and get some movement and kind of get things back to where they're supposed to be. It was a no-go. All that muscle, and that's why I hate taking them. It just made me drowsy all day. Fight through Saturday. I'm like, all right, tell myself this is going to be rest, right? Wake up Sunday, not really much better, marginally. Do some exercises. I'm on the floor on the yoga mat. I mean, I'm just in excruciating pain. I get a little relief. Put a back brace on. I did the exercises I know how to do. And I'd gotten a hot shower to try and loosen up. All these things helped a little bit. In the heat thing, it's difficult to guess because he's the heat, he's the cold. I don't know. Just trying to get some stinking relief. My shoulders still hurt from the fall I took 2 months ago. Now my back's all tore up. Monday morning, I get up this morning, and I'm like, man, I need to get up to the chiropractor. I almost called him over the weekend. He would have me come out to his house, which is really awesome. I didn't really want to bother. I really felt a day or two this would pop back into place, I'd be off and running, everything would be fine. Go up to the chiropractor this morning, text them at 6:30 in the morning, get a response right back, surprisingly. Can I come up right at 7:30? Absolutely. I get up there, he does his thing, and he says, can you come back this afternoon? And I said, no, I have a radio show to do. He says, I don't think that's a good idea. And it had already been in the back of my mind. I could just tell from his conversation there. He was concerned about what he saw with my back. So we'll go back this afternoon. I'm here in between. I had some other things to do. As far as the way it's affected me, the reason I'm sharing all this heartfelt, personal, emotionally explosive story with you is to explain why I was a little late with the podcast today. And before I forget, I probably won't be back for a couple days here. I'm going to just take a couple days off. And let me just say this, leading into this, I kind of saw this coming, not exactly this scenario, but maybe you heard me talking last week. I was like, I've been doing a lot, and I could feel it. I was starting to get run down, starting to get where I couldn't focus on thinking, what interview are we doing again? And it just all came very, very quickly. And it's become clear to me that whether I like it or not, we need to take a little break. So I wasn't on the radio today, or I won't be on the radio today. We're doing a replay, which I hate to do. And here I am. I had an incredible podcast teed up for today, which I was on the fence with anyway because of the attack on Israel, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. Anyway, here we are. My game plan was I was going into the weekend. I had a short list, and I was like, let me get this stuff done. If I can get it out of the way, this week that we're in now, it'll be a big week. I can get a little breathing room. Not so much. Not so much. So it's God saying, slow it down, is what I see with the show and the podcast and everything. So that's what I need to do, and we will. And starting today, so I'm coming on here today just to let you know what's going on. I don't like to leave the audience hanging, especially at this time with everything going on. I'll come back as I can here this week, but don't expect the regular podcast, please. I'm going to take a couple of days just to get better and recover a little bit. I was trying to tee up some stuff to replay. We don't have a good catalog system, and I didn't want to just throw stuff out there for the sake of throwing stuff out there. So I'll do the best I can under the circumstances. Let me tell you what I want to tell you. Oh, before I get too much further, I want to tell you another little story. You know, this back injury occurred during a fire mission somewhere outside of Kafji. I was lowering ammo off the truck to this little Guamanian dude, and he was so short that I hyperextended my back, lowering the ammo down. All right? It was a very hurried situation. I blow out my back. There's no time to have a discussion about your boo-boo. You know, there's too much going on. My mindset at the time was one and one only. How do we continue with this mission? I took my cartridge belt, we called it, which is the belt that your canteens and your magazine pouch is attached to and other things as well. I tightened it up as tight as I could cinch it down. I strapped that down, and I carried on in incredible pain. And that pain lasted for quite a while. Come back, get home, right? Just deal with it. And the pain is more or less bad. I get home. I go down to the medical, my first visit, explain to them what happened. I wrote up a very detailed write-up on it. Never did any x-rays or anything like that. Continued to have problems. I was a young guy, so it'd be on and off, and I was, you know, very physical. I'm having these problems with my back. Finally, I went back a second time or a third time to the medical in Hawaii. Now, this time I'm getting out, right? I'm not thinking about my future health concerns. I'm not even really worried about my back. I was worried about getting home. I came home with a bad back, and I went to the VA. And they said to me, they sent me a letter. I still have it. I should frame it and put it in the studio. They said, there's no indication that you were hurt. It says you hurt your back, but there's been no other treatment and no indication there's a problem. Like I was making it up. And I have to tell you, this has been a familiar problem. I hear these stories that you hear particularly with black and brown people talking about the racist doctors. Don't listen. They laugh. Because I've experienced the same things from civilian and VA doctors. You walk in, and they really do. As educated as they are, they judge a book by its cover. So they see this big, muscular guy complaining about his back. And I guess they don't know what to do with it. I remember, I think it was on the second or third trip, they finally did an x-ray. And I guess the x-ray wasn't showing much of anything, except that it showed that he felt, the doctor, that I was a little backed up and prescribed for me, what do you call it, stool softeners or whatever. What was he saying? He sent me on my way with a subtle message that he thought I was full of crap, right? I didn't know. I was young. I was like, all right, I mean, I got this pain. I'm just going to push through, push through, push through. I used to like to deadlift in the gym. I come home, I go to deadlift, and boom, blow my freaking back out. Same pain as when I hyperextended it. Can't do that anymore. I go to the VA. I remember this story. I had a blueprint machine in the cab of my truck. Some of you remember what that is. I go to deliver it to this office. I go to throw my back out. And this is my life as a young man. I go to the VA. They sent me a letter. I still have it. There's nothing wrong with you. Didn't show any other treatment. On your way. For years, I've been going to the doctor, emergency room visits. I almost went this weekend to where I, you know, sometimes it's just bad where I can't move. I'm so locked up. They'll give me a shot of Dilaudid. And it's amazing. It's magical for me. It loosens everything up. I go on my way. There's no, I only ever had it done once. All this stuff becomes very difficult to talk about. Anything you ask the doctor, they're going to look at you with a critical eye. You know, the VA back in the day was just handing out bottles of painkillers. And I mean, this is how I got the muscle relaxers. I got them from the VA. I never took the painkillers for a couple of different reasons. Just as I found this weekend, it's not effective for that kind of back pain. All it's doing is making you stoned. And it's not helping the pain at all. And that's why I work so hard to deal with it. I had, I remember one time going into the civilian doctor, and I had this back brace on. He laughed at me. He's like, what is that? I'm like, dude, I'm dying over here. I'm in so much pain. And the doctor sits there and laughs at you. Fast forward about 10 years ago, more than 25 years after I was off active duty, and my arm's going numb, right? Finally, I push it down. I'm like, you got to do the doggone MRIs. I kid you not. They do a brain scan and a lower back scan. And I'm like, where's the upper back scan? They're giving me an argument. But finally, I get all these scans back. And, you know, for a 53-year-old male, there's a lot of people that suffer with the same stuff. Bulging discs, degenerative disc disease, stenosis, all these different problems. Bulging discs, you know, discs damaged. And, here it is, and that was 10 years ago. You know, some of the x-ray, I remember going to the chiropractor switching about 10, 15 years ago. The guy I'm with now, and he said, I've been lucky with great chiropractors over the years, the only thing that keeps me functional. And he looked at the x-ray and said, I can fix this, this, and this. This down the bottom can't fix it. We didn't really talk about it. I'm like, it's going to have to go to surgery at some point. To do what? I don't even know. Maybe that's going to be now. I don't even know. All the while, the VA is denied anything, and it's unbelievable. So that's me dealing with my back. I just want to share, you know, it's not very glamorous, right? I didn't get shot. I don't have a purple heart. I didn't lose a leg. So it's like, suck it up. Nothing, no help for you. I look back, I say, you know what it would have been if the VA would have taken a damn minute to bring me in and do a thorough exam and try to figure out what was going on with my back. Prescribed for me a back brace that I now own for when I'm weed whacking and things like that. Prescribed for me the proper exercises that I now know that I do every day, 30-some years later. And it's not just the VA. I'm not criticizing the VA, but it's been the private medical system as well. And the only way I've been able to get any stinking help is from my chiropractor, thank goodness. Happy, what are you seeing a chiropractor for? Because none of these other doctors are worth their salt for anything. Some. I went to the VA to get hearing aids, and they had me down there. I said, you haven't been down here in over 10 years. Yeah, because I don't go to the doctor for one thing. And anyway, they said, before you can see the hearing, I need to see the hearing doctor. And they said, well, before you can do that, you need to see the general practitioner because you haven't been here in so long. Okay. Now, what is the purpose of that visit, really? Is it really to check on me? No. It's to order more tests and immunizations that they can make money on. That's all. And I said, I'm not doing a colonoscopy. Have you been hearing anything about this with the colonoscopies, by the way? Everybody wants to laugh at me. They're saying now a lot of these are false positives. Hey, listen, do as you may. I'm not a doctor. Don't take advice from me. I find it hilarious. If that doesn't tell you everything you need to know right now, and some of you are going to get all defensive because you've done it, but just step back a second and open your eyes. Why'd you do it? Because they scared you. They scared. What's the big deal? You know, think about this a second, just from a practical perspective. I know we're in a new world. You're going to tell me, because it's awfully immature. Really, is it that a grown man is going to willingly take a rape date drug and lay there naked while some other doctor inserts a hose up his rectum, and you're going to tell me I'm the weird one? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Some people like to go to the doctor. They want to get tested. They want to get poked. They want to get prodded. I believe more in the natural healing process, no offense. Anyway, I said to the doctor down there, she was very good, by the way. Very, very good doctor. She's new to the VA, so wait till they ruin her. Anyway, she said, do you want a colonoscopy? I said, I'm not doing it, doc. That's why I don't come to see the doc. 10 years you haven't seen me. I can't hear. My back's bothering. My hip keeps popping out. My shoulders are locked up. I've been having problems with my neck ever since I tore my bicep tendon. And you're going to ask me if you can stick a hose up my butt. I'm going to pass. This is the way it works. And by the way, for the VA, you know what they say to you? You keep complaining about the back? They say, maybe you should make a mental health appointment. I kid you not. They're going to turn around and blame you. So, let me segue into what I wanted to talk about here 16 minutes in. I hope you're still with me. I saw this. This is all going to tie together in a second. I saw this, or in a couple minutes, I should say. I saw this job posting, and I don't know why. It's been fascinating to me. University of Pennsylvania has been hiring, and I've been kind of watching very interestingly what's going on. So the first thing I noticed was a facilities director. And you read through this job description and responsible for this and that and that and this and all these decisions and thousands of service tickets a year to be paid like $80,000 a year or something like that. It's not a lot of money to live around the University of Pennsylvania campus, I can tell you that. Anyway, one came up today. Now, this is not within the academia. This is within the support for the school. I see one that pops up. I forget what the title was. I want to say project manager or something like that or some kind of coordinator, right? And here's what it said. I want you to think, let this settle in a second. It said, proof of vaccination, COVID vaccination required before starting work. Whoa, 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 whoa. Think about that a second. Can you imagine in today's day and age that the University of Pennsylvania is still requiring a COVID vaccine? How are they even legally allowed to get away with that? Where's all the alumni that were upset about the anti-Jewish rhetoric coming out of UPenn? I guess it all dried up. Where's all this money going? Why would University of Pennsylvania care who's vaccinated for COVID? Why would they even do that? Making their own requirement. You may say, well, it's just one of those things. I don't see it as that at all, my friends. I don't see any of this as one of those things. COVID is never, ever going away. Behind the scenes, they are digging in and building more COVID infrastructure. It's happening all over the place. Let me continue on a second. Let's keep that back in the back of your mind a second. That after everything that this country has been through, all the lies that have been exposed about COVID, all the damage that's been done. My daughter just mentioned it the other day. My wife was sick this weekend as well, so I'm holed up with my back. My wife is sick, and my poor 10-year-old daughter's on her own. And I finally got her outside on Sunday. I said, come on, you got to get outside. I need some sunlight. Even if I'm hurting, go walk around. And she was really cool. And she mentioned about COVID. She's like, yeah, that was a weird year. Weird to say the least. Weird to say the least. But yet the University of Pennsylvania, which seems to be in full support of Gaza, the Muslim Brotherhood, and everything anti-American and anti-Jewish, still maintains their Jewish support for some reason, including the vaccine requirement. The University of Pennsylvania, there's a huge Jewish clientele there. And I don't know where the Muslim part comes in, but I just find it fascinating that they're requiring a vaccine. Think about where the people from that school go, what they've been through at UPenn. Would you want to deal with that person? Would you want to have a doctor from the University of Pennsylvania? Wow, I wouldn't. I wouldn't accept it at all. Let's talk about something else. I want to just mention a couple of these things for you, and then I'll put it all together for you. This Iran attack on Israel. Big deal, right? I mean, World War III, blah, 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 blah. Nothing. Didn't hurt anything. You know, you wake up and Iran attacked Israel, blah, 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 blah. All the headlines are gone. Sounds like not a lot struck anything. Now, that, of course, is up for debate. We really don't know because of all the disinformation, all these cameras everywhere, all this technology, all this information. But yet the things we need to know, we don't know. Was there really an attack? Look, this is starting to look like Ukraine to me. Where are the photographs of the bodies? Where are the photographs of the damage? Where are the war correspondents? We don't see any of that. I'm not saying that the attack didn't happen, so all of you super zealots out there can just calm down. I didn't say that Iran didn't launch anything. I'm just saying that it's being made into something that isn't what it seems, kind of like Ukraine. But it doesn't really matter. My point about it is, whether it was real or not, it's never going to stop under the current system. Never going to stop. We are in a state of perpetual war. I'll explain why in a second. Let me add this in here, and I'm going to come back to the big why on all this, okay? Elon Musk put out a post on Twitter over the weekend. It blew my mind. He said, government has a monopoly on, and I don't know that these are his exact items, but his point was that government has a monopoly on violence. Government can't go bankrupt, he said, unless the whole country goes bankrupt. But if you step back a second, what does government have a monopoly on? Money. They control the money for the most part. If there's any threats to that, they just make it illegal, right? Government, more or less, has a monopoly on utilities. They won't even let you really go off-grid as much as possible. Do you know what's happened in California? This will blow your mind. I probably have the story teed up somewhere, but they basically made it impossible to have rooftop solar panels on houses. Why would they do that in California? We'll talk about that story later. It's not really my point. But my point is this. Government wants to control, they have to control the money, the value of the money. As long as they have the control of the value of the money, how do you have any say in anything at the end of the day? That you wake up and your money's worthless. They have control over the utilities. And you hear all these goofy things going on, like how they're going to test the sewer water, right? They're already doing it. The only question is, can they do it at the point of your connection? Mr. and Mrs. Smith, we've detected a high level of whatever in your water. You're going to need to change XYZ. Can you imagine? They control the money. They control the utilities. Elon Musk said this, so the government has a monopoly on violence. And I'll say to you that this has also been proven. They also basically control all the information at this point. Is this good or bad? Well, look around at the results. Let me throw this into you, in there for you. 4 years ago, more than 4 years ago, so it was 2017 when China started testing facial recognition technology. 4 years ago, they implemented it. 4 years ago, China implemented facial recognition technology. One of the things that they pointed out that happened, a woman was jaywalking. The camera picked it up, identified that it was a woman, who it was, had a direct link to her digital bank account, and took money out as a penalty for jaywalking. Either you stay within the rules and you be a good person according to these rules, or you will suffer the consequences. This video that I saw came with a stark warning saying, look, it's coming here. It's just a matter of time. I've been saying the same thing to you. Without your phone, you're going to have a hard time accessing your bank account. The phone has become the digital ID. They say, nah, people don't want a digital ID. Let's just give them one. We'll give them one for free, right? Easy peasy. They make it the phone. It's all going down the same direction. Let me tell you something. I mentioned this. That I submitted our show for advertising, got back an automated response in about a nanosecond. No, doesn't meet community content guidelines. Now, see, they won't say, no, we don't like you. No, we're going to infringe on your right to free speech. They say, no, you haven't maintained our community standards. Hold that thought a second. All right? They're going to blame the victim shaming. It's very damaging. I read this story. This blew my mind. You don't think this stuff has consequences. Think about what's going on in the workplace and at school. High school student, they're doing a story about chickens or something benign. It wasn't about chickens, whatever it was. And there was a link in the article for AK-47. It said, you know, you've seen this? It's, you know, there'll be a term and then it's blue. You can click on it. It's called a backlink. They link all this stuff together for search engine purposes. This poor kid in high school clicks on AK-47. And I'm sure you can imagine where this story goes already. All holy hell broke loose. Did you click on the... Why did you click on the... What were you doing? Do you have a problem with guns? Are you thinking about buying a gun? Are you thinking about... And this kid's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. He goes to the teacher. And you know, you don't even know if this is true. He says, why did you call the authorities without talking to me first? I had to. It's a threat. It's a this, it's a that, it's a this. People ratting on each other for nothing. Now, what did they just do to his social credit score? Well, it says here, back in 2024, Phil, you clicked on AK-47. What? Now, as loony as this sounds, let me tell you the impact. I was at work years ago, and a story pops up, and I see a link for the Sports Illustrated swimsuit calendar. I'm not one to click on that kind of stuff anyway, but I looked at it and thought, and I kind of wanted to click for whatever reason. And I caught myself thinking, not in the office, because can you imagine? You happen to be checking a news article, then you, new swimsuit, you click. And, you know, nothing illegal, nothing morally wrong about a consenting adult looking at photographs of a consenting adult that aren't even nude. Try explaining all that to your HR department, though, and see what happens with it. And this is what happened to this high school kid. Now, what happens in the workplace? You say, I'm going to stay off the internet. Well, fair enough. It's a good idea anyway. It's a good practice, right? But God forbid you click on it. Now, this kid gets it in high school. I'm just going to stay away from it. Anything to do with guns, man, it's not worth the aggravation. And little by little, they whittle down the culture. So, where are we going with all this? Facial recognition, digital money, tracking everything online, requiring vaccines. The Iran perpetual war cycle. They've been talking about war with Iran for years. Let me ask you a simple question. Why do we want to have a war with Iran? Can you explain that to me? There are now people in this country that have already decided that we need a war with Iran. Do you realize? Yeah, get them. Get them! They attacked Israel! Okay. That would be one point to be taken for sure. I mean, Israel does have a right to defend itself, yada, yada, yada. But nobody even really knows what goes on. Why are they fighting in the first place? What's the argument even about? Well, Iran wants to kill Israel. Okay, why? I don't know. Who cares? Well, maybe you should ask why. Maybe there's a little more to the story than necessarily what we're being told to believe. It's not like we're not being lied to about every doggone thing under the sun, but you think somehow, because it has to do with Iran, and suddenly it's the truth. Perpetual wars, perpetual vaccines against your will. Government control of the money, it's going up, it's going down. Government control of violence, it goes up, it goes down. Government control of information, you can't rely on anything. Facial recognition, going to tie up your whole life because you jaywalk somewhere and you'll never be able to get away from it. God forbid you click on something on the internet and you're in school. It's going to destroy your life, destroy your career. What is the source of all this evil? You say, we need God. It's all true. It's all true, but the source of the problem is this, and this isn't going to be very popular. I've said it before. The source of the problem is the fiat money. As long as government controls the value of the money, they control the value of everything. And they say, look, either do it our way or we'll destroy it. Do it our way or we'll take it down. It's become so heinous. The government is almost 40% of our gross domestic product. Now, the government types would argue, Chris, who do you expect is going to build the roads? Who do you expect is going to have the military? Here's what I have to say to you. Privatize it. And as much as I think that Trump is our best next president right now, I don't see any solution coming out of him, nor did I see it for the first 4 years on this major problem. We need to go like Argentina style, like yesterday. Totally get out of the government, get government out of our education. That should be the first step. No more. Won't allow it. Make it illegal. Government's not allowed to be, you know, you make it a 3-year phase out. You got 3 years to privatize all these schools, every local board, state school. It all has to be sold, privatized within the next 3 years. Done. Reverse socialism. It would be so incredible. You would watch the cost of education. And I would couple that with a settlement for these overpriced degrees and all this damage that they did. Take the money out of their, what do you call it, funds, and let them pay for it and rebuild the education system. Healthcare, same thing. Deregulate all the health insurance. Get rid of it. Just get rid of the whole damn thing and come up with a better system. All this money we're spending in both education and healthcare, even if you fixed one of those two things, it would be a boom for our economy. They want to tell, oh, there's no money for the things that we need. There's no money for homeless people. There's no money to clean up our cities. There's no money to fix the trains and the bridges and all these problems that we're having. But somehow, there's plenty of money to give to Ukraine to go kill each other. There's plenty of money to go give to Iran to go kill whoever they want to kill. Plenty of money to pay for abortion so we can kill the babies. Where does it end, really? Where does it end? That there's all this money available to do all these things, but not the basic things that need to be done. And I've asked this before. What kind of progress is it? It's no progress at all. So what's the point? Privatize and take back control of the money. That needs to be the main two things that we focus on. Here's why I tell you all that. A lot of people have been asking me, how come you're not upset? How come you're not hollering and screaming? How come you're not exposing? What do you want me to expose? Look at this Mike Johnson thing. Poor Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's been trying, you know, fighting like hell to get some kind of structure to this, but she's fighting in the wrong area. She's pointing in the wrong direction. Nobody's going to want to sit there. We're going to get away from the fiat money. Try finding somebody with the guts to do that. It's not going to be a popular decision. I hear more and more people, though, realizing that something needs to be fixed here, fundamentally fixed. Listen, as long as the government can buy its way out of trouble, pay off any problems that develop. Look at the Palestine train wreck there in Ohio. $600 million settlement I see that the train is going to pay out. Really? Who's really paying that? Didn't the government just do a big bailout for the rail line, something like that? So, you know, where's the money come from? Well, it's going to come from the insurance carrier, they'll tell you, for the rail line. We're all going to pay for that. Because these things weren't maintained properly, weren't handled properly. Government comes in, Biden shows up a year later. They don't give a crap. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Why should they? Why should they? It's so far gone. It's going to need to be taken down and rebuilt from the ground up. And it's going to be painful for a lot of people. A lot of people that never learned a skill, never learned how to work, never how to learn how to live a basic life. They've been living off the handouts. And I can't even tell you, by the way, as much as I see that this needs to happen, I can't tell you that it's going to happen anytime soon. And I don't see any evidence of that. I'll say this to you in closing. I look back on the last 10 years. We're at 2024. So go back to 2014. Where were we at? We still had Obama then, right? 2016. Yep, so 2014, we were halfway through Obama. We went through all the problems that his presidency created that somehow people seem happy in the misery. Look back on what the Obama presidency brought us. ISIS and a great recession. But yet he got it reelected none the same. And people loved him and still do. I think he would get reelected again if he ran. It just defies logic. Biden comes along. He tries to play by the same tactics, but it's not working as well. Trump came along. Look how great the Trump years were. Fantastic. Suddenly we come back to Biden, and the world quickly spirals into a giant crisis again. You can only conclude that they want it that way, and they do. These are the same people that these years later now are still requiring vaccines. These are the same. This is the University of Pennsylvania, for God's sake. If that school doesn't espouse science, I don't know what does. And they're going to sit there and say that a COVID vaccine is required. Think about the alumni and where those little snakes are going to end up. If you go back, I've talked about this. Jane Fonda and the likes coming out of the Vietnam War, those same socialists, they're still here today and they're creating more of it. I'll say this, you know, I don't have a big premonition that things are going to come to some sudden, you know, stop or switch or collapse. I don't think so. But if we continue on the pattern that we're going down, you're going to start to think about what kind of outcomes that's really going to produce in terms of violence, health impacts, and the long-term prognosis for this country. When my 10-year-old daughter is sitting there going, yeah, that was a weird year, a weird year. And she was like six. She talked about how she hated sitting there trying to learn from home. She wanted to be in the classroom. Unbelievable, really, the damage that was done. It makes me insane. But as the saying goes, you can't unscramble eggs. What do we do about it now? What do we do going forward? That's the big question. And I just hope this election season, maybe people see through. I don't know what kind of suffering has to take place before people wake up. It's really very concerning. Everything, the border, the trappings that are going on in this country, we're being stuck in a trap that we're never going to be able to get out of, or it's going to be so difficult, people are just going to throw their hands up. What do you do? I don't know. Prepare yourself. Take care of yourself as best you can. That's what I would say. This reliance on government is going to be like relying on fool's gold. Hey, my back's bothering me. I wanted to come on here and talk a little bit, and I'll see you back when I see you. Give me a couple of days. I'll be back strong. See you there. Make it a great day.